The fluorescent lights of the grocery store buzzed overhead like dying insects, casting everything in that particular shade of tired that only exists late on Christmas Eve. Mark pushed the cart with one hand while his daughter Emma clung to the other, her small fingers wrapped tight around his palm, her boots squeaking against the linoleum with each skip step she took to keep up with his longer stride. The store was nearly empty, just a handful of last-minute shoppers like himself, people who'd forgotten the milk or the butter or that one crucial ingredient that would make tomorrow morning feel like Christmas instead of just another cold December day. Mark had forgotten the chocolate chips. Emma's favorite part of Christmas morning pancakes was the chocolate chips, the way they melted into little pools of sweetness. And he'd been so focused on juggling his double shift at the hospital with getting the presents wrapped and the small artificial tree decorated that it had slipped his mind until an hour ago when Emma had asked, her voice small and hopeful, if Santa knew to bring chocolate chips for the pancakes. He couldn't tell her no. He couldn't tell her that Santa was really just her tired father who'd been running on 4 hours of sleep for the past 3 years, trying to be both parents, trying to fill a hole that should never have existed in the first place. 3 years. 3 years since Claire had walked out of their lives like smoke disappearing into air. 3 years since he'd come home from a night shift to find Emma crying in her crib, unchanged since he'd left for work. And a note on the kitchen table that said only, "I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry." No explanation, no forwarding address, no phone call in the days or weeks or months that followed. She'd taken her purse, some clothes, and vanished as if their 5 years of marriage, their daughter, their life together, had been nothing more than a dress rehearsal she'd decided to walk out on. The police had investigated half-heartedly. A grown woman leaving her family wasn't a crime, they'd told him, even when that woman was a mother to a 3-year-old child. They'd checked for signs of foul play, found none, and filed it away as another sad story of a family that fell apart. Mark had been left to pick up the pieces, to learn how to be a single father while working as an EMT, to figure out how to braid hair from YouTube videos at 2 in the morning, to explain to his baby girl in words she could understand why mommy wasn't coming home. Emma didn't remember her now. She'd been too young, her memories of Claire fading like watercolors left in the sun. Sometimes Mark wondered if that was a blessing or another small tragedy to add to the pile. She asked about her mother sometimes, usually at night when the dark made it easier to ask hard questions, and Mark never knew what to say. He settled on a version of the truth that felt kinder than the whole truth. That sometimes people get lost. That mommy loved her very much but had to go away. That it wasn't Emma's fault. Never Emma's fault.